that will give us the indication of how much time there is between Alos HaShachar, dawn, Netzach Hama, sunrise, and likewise between Shkia, at the end of the day, and Seis HaKochavim. While we are doing that, we will come up with a very important standard of measurement, and that is the length of a meal, trying to reduce it to time. We will see that meal in halacha in three contexts. One, having to do with the baking of matzahs. Two, having to do with the salting of meat, how long meat has to be salted. And three, how long we have to add tosefes chol al kodesh, how long we have to add from Friday onto Shabbos because of Kedusha Shabbos. And all of these three halachas ultimately derive from this Gemara. And in addition, based on what we learned in the past, we will come up with the famous Rabbeinu Tam and his Seis HaKochavim, the 72 minutes and so on and so forth. There'll be a lot of boring mathematics, and you're going to have to work along with me. We'll begin on Daf Sadi Gimel Omud Beis Psochim. Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah, with only a little skip in the middle, which just doesn't become relevant to the halacha that we want to explore. The Mishnah asks the question, Ezo hi derech rechoka. You know in Tanakh that Korban Pesach was required of every single individual. However, when you're under duress, there were certain exemptions. If you look in Bamidbar, Perek Tes, let's learn the basis of the question of the Mishnah from the Pasuk in the Chumash. The Mishnah asked, Ezo hi derech rechoka, who is someone who is found to be too far away, derech rechoka, too far away to arrive in the Beis HaMikdash for Korban Pesach. It's Bamidbar Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. This is the din of Pesach Sheni. Daber el Bnei Yisrael lemor, ish, any person ki yeh tomei lenefesh, who will be found to be tomei, and therefore cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash. There's a din of Kores, if you do. Therefore, you cannot do the Korban Pesach if you don't show. Oh, or a second instance, Bederech Rechokalachem, or you are far away off. Oledor Asechem, Veosa Pesach Lashem, and he wants to do Korban Pesach, but he can't do it. He's precluded. It's Bachodesh Hasheni, the second month, which is Iyar. Baoboso Yom, on the 14th day, which is what we call Pesach Sheni. Bein ha'arbayim, in the afternoon, is Yasu also al matzos umarim yochlu. You will do Korban Pesach together with matzos umarim, and unlike any other time, there's only an iser of chometz of one day, not an iser of chometz of 7 days or 8 days, as so is the case, and that is the din of Derech Rechoka.
Now,
during Shas Korban Pesach, on Pesach Sheni, during the Korban itself, there's an Yisra Korban.
Okay.
That's
the whole day.
No, at that point, there is no Korban. Okay? But Matzah, some Rorim, Pesach, Matzah, Mora, that has to be.
You have to go through the
first
Chometz or what?
Leave it for now. Okay? Leave it for now. It's not that complicated, but it's not that simple either. I'll show it to you in the Rambam afterwards, so we don't get off of the issue. All right, back to the Mishnah. Ezo hi derech rechoka. How far away are you to be considered under the din of derech rechoka? Answers the Mishnah: you have to come to Yerushalayim. Min hamodim velachutz ukemidaso lechol ruach divrei Rabbi Akiva. If you take Yerushalayim as a center point and measure to Modi'im, which is the famous Modi'im of Hanukkah, which is to the northwest of Yerushalayim, and you measure that distance and use Yerushalayim as a midpoint, and draw a circumference around and around with a compass, any area that far away from Modi'im to Yerushalayim, that distance is called Derech Rechoka. In other words, Modi'im and more. If you're within that, you're no longer Derech Rechoka. Okay? Leave the rest of the Mishnah, because it doesn't affect our central theme. Go to the Gemara. Omar Ula. Ula said, Min ha-Modi'im Yerushalayim, from Modi'im to Yerushalayim, how far is it? Is Chamishasa Milin Havya. It is 15 mil. A mil is 2,000 amma. 2,000 amma is the equivalent of how many feet? Let's say a foot and a half is an amma. Is how much? Is 3,000 feet or 1,000 yards? A mil is 1,000 yards. Okay? Said Ula, it is 15 mil. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Sovar lo, Ula is in agreement with the opinion, Ki hod omar Rabba bar Bachona omar Rabbi Yochanan. He's in agreement with the opinion of Rabba bar Bachona and in the camp of Rabbi Yochanan, in which they said, Kama mahalech odom biyom, how long or how far can a person walk during one day? The answer is Asara Parsa'os, 10 Parsa. 10 Parsa equals 40 mil. Okay, so it's 1 mil, it's 4 mil to the Parsa. And this is the way the 10 Parsa are divided up. And we're continuing in the statement of Rabba bar Bachona in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Me'alos ha-shachar ad honetzach hamo. From dawn until sunrise, chameshes milin, a person walks 5 mil. Then Mishkiya Sachama at the end of the day, the Adsei Sakochovim, he walks another 5 mil. Poshula, you are left with Tlasin 30 mil for the rest of the day in between the ends. And these 30 are divided equally. Chamesa 15, Mitzafra from morning, which is Neitzachama. Lepalgo dioma, until noon, until half day, midday. Bechamesar, and another 15, mipalgo yoma, from noon, leursa, until evening, which is shkia. Okay? The ula letame, ula is consistent with what he said when he learned another din. The omar ula, ula said, Ezehu derech rechoka, ula was quoted as saying, you want to know how far derech rechoka is? If you are far enough that if you were to walk that distance, you wouldn't be able to make it bishas shechita, at the time that was allotted to shechita for Korban Pesach. Now remember that shechita on Korban Pesach time was started at noon, okay, and it went until shkia. So, let's assume the day was equally divided, so it was from 12 to 6. That was Zman Shechita. At 6 o'clock, it was already Zman Achila, time to eat, because it was after Zman Shechita. Okay? Now, this statement of Ula would indicate a consistency with what had been said before, because we figured out that from noon till evening a person walks 15 mil. Okay? And from noon to evening, 15 mil is about 6 hours, half of the day, so to speak.
Just a question. What's the, in clock hours, what's the span of days in Eretz Yisrael? Shortest, longest?
The equinox.
No.
What are you talking?
How much difference in time is there on the shortest day to the longest
day? Oh. We can look at it short. Okay. I have it all computerized for you. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
here it makes a big difference, because sure, in the winter you've got 10 hours, in the summer you've
yeah.
got Or maybe even less than that.
It's a little less.
Well, let's stop. Let's stop the computer. We'll get the machine. Omar Mar. The Amora further clarifies. Me'alos ha'shachar ad ha'netzach hama. We said, from dawn until sunrise is chameshes milin. It's 5 mil. Minolon. How do we know that there are 5 mil there? Dichsiv. We quote it from Psukim. Let's take the Chumash again. This time Bereishis. I think it's Parshas. Bereishis where? Yutes?
Yeah.
The Psukim that we are going to learn about where there are 5 mil derive from the problem with Sodom and Amora and Lot. In Bereishis Yutes, we'll assume is correct. Yeah. We don't have to go through the whole thing. Pasuk Tezvov. Okay. Uchemol Hashachar Olo. It was just about when dawn broke. Vayoitzu Hamalochim. The Malochim started to push below Lemor, and they started to get him going. Kum, get up. Kach es ishtecho. Take your wife, as Sheben Osecha, Hanimzos, Pentis of Ebavonoyer, otherwise you're going to get it. Okay? Now, when did he start leaving? Kachatzos, just about, Kemo HaShachar Olo, almost at dawn. So we're going to call that Alos HaShachar. Then you'll see, he says, in Pasuk Yutes, Lot begs, Hinei no matzav d'chog d'chein b'enecho, if I would find favor in your eyes, Atagdel chastecho, and you'll allow me a chesed, asher osisa imodi lahachioses nafshi. Says Lot, anochi lo chalihi molei tahora, I cannot run to the mountains. Pentig bakani hara ovamati, I may get the spin-off, the fallout of the destruction of Sodom and Amora. Can I go further? Hine no ha'ir hazos krovo, there is a nearby city. Lanus Shama, let me run there. He Mitzar, the city's name is Mitzar. Imolatana Shama, please let me get there. Halo Mitzar here. I'm talking about the Mitzar Utechinafshi. It's beyond the mountains. Can you hold off? Can you hold off with the destruction until I reach Mitzar? Vayomer Elav, they say to him, Inei Nasav Sifanecha Gam LaDavar Hazeh. We will hold off until you have enough time. Pasuk Chav Beis, Maher Himalei Shama, run, Kila Uchala Asos Dovar Ad Boach Hashama, because until you get to that place, to that city, Tzohar, Al Kein Korosh Shema Shem Ha'ir Tzohar, and that place has been called Tzohar. Okay? And because La'atzor means to hold back. They held back with the destruction of Sodom and Amorah until he arrives at Tzohar. And here is the critical second pasuk of Gimel. Hashemesh yatsa al haaretz. It was already full sunrise. Shemesh yatsa al kol haaretz. The lot bot Tzohar. That's when he came to Tzohar. He started out from Sodom at Alos HaShachar, and he arrived at Tzohar. When? At Netzach Hama. Now watch. Go back to the Gemara. Omar Mar said, Me'alos HaShachar Ad HaNetzach Hama is Chameshes Milin. It's 5 mil. Menolon, how do we know? Dichsiv. Because we learned in Lot, Uchemo HaShachar Olo, just as dawn broke, Vayoitzu HaMalachim, the Malachim started to push him to get out, Uchesiv, and in a couple of psukim later it says, Hashemesh Yatzal Haaretz, when it was already full daybreak, in other words, sunrise was already here, V'lot bot Tzohar, Lot arrived at Tzohar. V'omar Rabbi Chanino, Lididi, I myself, Chazeli, I saw with my own eyes, Hahu Asra, that place, in other words, walking from Sodom to Tzohar, I measured, V'havya, and it came out exactly Chamisha Milin. Came out exactly 5 mil. 5 mil times how many yards? 1,000 yards, let's say, is 5,000 yards, which is how long?
3 miles.
5,000 yards is 3 miles?
No.
Yeah? Okay. So there you are. Huh?
We'll go on.
Let's see. So far we have the established time between daybreak, which is Chlos HaShachar, and Netzach Hama, which is sunrise.
Now, the other thing he says is that from Chlos HaShachar to Netzach Hama is 5 mil. From Netzach Hama till noon is 15. It's 15 mil, so it's three right. times as long.
Maybe.
5 mil to 15 mil is three times mm-hmm. as long.
Or it may take... It may be three times as long, but you don't progress in terms of the same rate in that span. You understand? So you're not going to, you know, you're going to be very careful over there. We don't know exactly if the rate.
But there's a fallacy there. Because from noon to Shkia is also 15 mil.
Mm-hmm.
They say, okay, but then from Shkia to Tiskoven is 5 mil
again.
So that's, you know, you're not going to go fast, slow, slow, fast. That doesn't make sense.
Unless you go faster when the sun is hitting.
You may go fast,
slow,
and rest. Slow and rest because it's still midday. And then when it cools off, you can regain once again your fast rate. And we don't know. You know, it's without question, we don't know. But right now we're going to assume... We're going to assume that it's equal rate.
You say if you assume it's equal rate, it's not right.
What's not right?
The times don't work out right. Six. Okay. Say it's an equal day. In other words, where Netzach Hama is at 6 in the morning.
Right.
Shkia is at 6 at night.
Correct.
Noon, whatever.
We're going to assume that.
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
So the halachic hour and the clock hour are the same. Just make computations easy. Okay, that says 15 mil in 6 hours. Okay, it says 2.5 mil an hour. 5 mil, 2 hours. It says that Chlos HaShachar is at 4 in the morning.
Correct.
Too early?
No.
2 hours in Chlos HaShachar to Netzach Hama?
Right now we're going to say 2 hours between Chlos HaShachar and Netzach Hama.
But practically we don't see it like that.
I'm not so sure. Let's see.
Let's go a little further. You're diving an hour before sunrise.
If that's the case, where does the hour come from?
That's what I'm saying, the numbers.
Okay. Up until now, we have to say, notwithstanding your question, the Gemara says what it says.
Okay.
All right. Let's continue immediately by skipping on the next page on Tzadik Dalet Omer Aleph. Let's go down 10 lines. Omar Rova. The 11th line. Omar Rova. Rova says, Shita Alfe Parse Hava Alma. The entire world, if you were to walk through the core of the world, the diameter is 6,000 parsa. Visumka derakia alpa parsa. And the thickness of heavens is 1,000 parsa. Now, here is where we're going to have to do some drawing. The concept of Chazal, the visual concept of Chazal, was as follows. The sun would rise over here at point A and travel the horizon until it sets over here at point B.
Do it backwards.
Got it. Okay. All right? Clear? However, there was a simple question. The no man's land, the dawn and the dusk, where night is over and night cannot retain its darkness anymore. You see the light trying to come through. And at the other end of the day, where the light is losing ground to darkness. The concept of Chazal was a very simple one, that the heaven called Rakia, the heaven had a certain bulk to it, a certain span. Okay? And according to the Gemara, the span was 1,000 parsa. This span was 1,000 parsa. At Alos HaShachar, when dawn starts to break through, conceive of the sun over here with its rays trying to break through like a tunnel or a window until it reaches this point, point A, where it shines on the earth and then starts to cross the horizon. How long does it take for the sun, according to Chazal, to get from this point over here to this point? To get through this ovi, the thickness of Rakia, to break through that thickness until it is entirely clear for Neitzachama, for the full sun, to shine over here at this point. Now, this was their concept. It is certainly not what our scientific concept is today. But nonetheless, we have to work with it.
A, on the surface of the earth.
Well, you see, you are now trying to conceptualize something which is not our, our working knowledge. On the surface of the earth is here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The earth would be in here. And A is that point in time, not only space, but that point in time when the entire sun has risen, so to speak. So that you would be standing here in the earth and you see Neitzachama. They have to obviously relate what happens before Neitzachama, and in a physical sense they felt that the sun moved through the thickness of this Rakia, from the outside of the Rakia into the other end of the Rakia, which was the lower part where it would shine. And this distance is one, this distance in terms of space, they figured out to be 1,000 parsa, based on their conception of the universe and their mathematical calculation thereof. Okay. There is absolutely no way to reconcile this physical layout and concept with anything that we know of in terms of in science, but it still does not prevent us from arriving at a definition of how long a Alos HaShachar is till Neitzachama, or how long Shkia is until Tzeisakohol.
Are you saying they defined a temporal event in terms of distance?
No, you would have to relate time and space, yes.
In other words, they're simply trying to give the amount of time it took from Alot HaShachar to Neitzachama, and they're doing it in terms of distance.
That's all.
Which is a modern concept.
Yeah, that's okay. We did that already. Ula related that a person walks 40 mil a day. Okay, that's a span of that is space. And he broke it up into 5, 15, 15, and 5. So you're doing the same thing, just not with the sun, you're doing it with a human being.
Likewise with our modern concept, our round earth concept, this can ultimately be translated, I suspect, into degrees above and below the horizon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that we have
right,
to worry
so,
about.
But we still do have time.
No, we actually worried about that already.
Yeah,
Shabbos, you remember when
right,
Rava said...
Right, well, what they were saying is here, there is a corollary, and we can use that similarly.
See, I am not concerned about the geocentricity of the feeling here. Because when you look at it from a purely cognitive point of view, you are looking at a sun that crosses the horizon. There are no two ways about it. And it's totally legitimate from the human perspective to say that you're standing still and that the sun is moving. I'm not concerned about that.
Yeah.
the difficulty that we have is trying to reconcile that the sun somehow changes its orbit and comes from here. It doesn't have an orbit, actually. It comes from here 1,000 parsa in, and then starts to go this way, and is pushed out here, and then starts the procedure again. So that's what we're going to have problems with. But we have to come up with this span of time in relationship to 1,000 parsa. Let's see what it is. And then we will be able to know the distance in time, if indeed it is 2 hours on the clock, is as you say, as difficult as it is, for the sun to push through from Alos HaShachar to Netzach Hamid. And back to the text. Omar Rava, Rava said, Shita Alfei Parsei Habe Alma. The diameter of the world, from its eastern point to the western point, is 6,000 parsa. Vesuncha de Rakia, the thickness of the Rakia, is Alfei Parsa, is 1,000 parsa. Rava continues, Chodo Gemara, the first calculation that I gave you about the diameter of the earth is Gemara, is tradition. The Chodosvora, and the second one comes entirely from calculation, from Svora. Sovar lo kiho, and this calculation can be arrived at by looking at the din that we already quoted, the Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kamo mahalach adam beinoni bayom, an average person, how long does it take him to walk, or how long can he walk in a day, is yud parsaos, 10 parsaos. And as we learned, me'alos ha-shachar ve'ad neitzach hamas, hey milin. From alos ha-shachar till neitzach hamas, 5 mil. Mishkiyas ha-cham at the end of the day, at seis ha-kochovim until night, is chamisha milin, is again 5 mil. Nimtza, if that's the case, nimtza of yoshel rakia, you will find the thickness, literally, the distance that the sun has to break through, Echad mishisha biyom, 1/6 of a day. 1/6 of a day means that if you take the day from Nates until Shkia, you have 12 hours, correct? All right, 1/6 of a day is 2 hours. You got your 2 hours again. It'll take the sun 2 hours to cut across here based on what we said. Now, that would be fine if we just left it there. There's only one problem. Meisive, I want to ask you a question based on a brisa. Up until now, we have been talking about Ula, who is an Amora. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who is an Amora. Rav Yochanan, who is an Amora. All that we have derived up until now has been Amoroim. Meisive, I'll ask you a question. Amoroim, based on a brisa. The Brisa begins by saying Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the same Rabbi Yehuda that we learned with together with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi back in Masechet Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm sorry, Ovyo shel Rakia, the thickness of the Rakia is Echad me'asara bayom, 1/10 of a day. How much is 1/10 of a day? If a day has 12 hours, and every hour in that day has 60 minutes, so that is a total of how much? 720 minutes. 1/10 of a day is how much? Is the famous 72 minutes. Here is where you arrive at the 72 minutes. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, how do you arrive that Alos HaShachar till Nates is 72 minutes, 1/10 of a day? How do you come to it? We have 120 minutes, the 2 hours. Let's see how he does it. Teda, he says, I arrive at it if you will only know kama mahalech adam benoni bayom, how much a normal average person walks in a day. And that is how much? The same eser parsos, 10 parsa. 10 parsa, which is 40 mil. But he derives it a little differently. Me'alos ha-shachar ad neitzach hama, a person walks arba'a milin, only 4 mil. Mishkiyas hachama v'ad seis hakochovim, arba'as milin, 4 mil. Nimtzeis, and therefore, how much is left in the rest of the day? To the 40 mil, you got 4 and 4, 32 mil. Okay, 32 mil nimtzeis of Yosha Rakia echad me'asara bayom. Those 32 mil have now got to be divided up into 12 hours. And if you take the 32 mil and divide it up into 12 hours, you will find that 2 mil, that 4 mil will take you 72 minutes. It is a simple mathematical calculation, and if you want me to review it on paper, I'll be happy to review it on paper for you. There's only one problem now. We just learned the brisa. The sum total of the walking, of the distance that a human being, an average human being can walk, is identical in the brisa of Rabbi Yehuda as it is in the din of Ula, the Amora. But the way he arrives at the splitting up of the 40 mil, in other words, the 10 parsa, which equals 40 mil, that's a different story. No, if you have Ula's five mil from Alos HaShachar until Neitz, and you have Rabbi Yehuda the Tana 4 mil from Alos HaShachar to Neitz, whom do you obviously prefer? Says the Gemara, to Yufta de Rava, to Yufta de Ula. Okay, you got a real question, not only on Ula, who's an Amora, but on Rava also, who came out and used that same support, and the Gemara will continue on. What about Rabba Balbalchona and Rabbi Yochanan and so on and so forth? So at this point in the Gemara, we have two divergent sources. The first is the source of Ula, which says that you have five mil from Alos HaShachar till Neitz, which is the equivalent of 2 hours. And you have Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, who says 4 mil, which is the equivalent of 72 minutes. How do you go ahead? How do we pass it? So normally you would say, hold on, the Gemara already passed them for us, correct? Once you slap a Tiyufta against an Amora, then his whole Shita falls away, finished. Once you slap a Tiyufta against anyone, so your whole Shita falls away.
Well, this is a Lokash afterwards.
There is no Lokash. Let's open up the Rambam. You have over there, that's it. Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Hay, it's in Korban Pesach.
It
wasn't yours, Mark?
Page 166.
No, you're in Mishnah Berurah. Not you're right. In Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, the Rambam is underneath.
This is which one?
There it is, your Mark. Korban Pesach Perakeh.
To clarify one major
thing. Go ahead.
The day is divided into 12 hours.
Correct.
In what do you call it? Zmanios?
Shel Zmanios. Correct.
And each hour, no matter what time of year, is equivalent to each other hour in that day.
Proportional. Each one is proportional, yeah. Right.
The 12 hours a day are all equal in length.
So what are we talking about at the edges? Is that part of the day, but between Neitz HaChama and Alot HaShachar Neitz HaChama and between...
Excellent question. There is a machlokes, about poskim, if before that time we also apply Shel Zmanios or we don't. But most will say that you apply Shel Zmanios also. So that 2 hours would be two proportional hours. Or 72 minutes would be 72 proportional minutes. Because 72 minutes is actually what? An hour and a fifth. So an hour and a fifth proportionally.
So when you divide up the day now into 12 units, you do, actually this cross is something else that we did already. You're dividing it from Alot HaShachar to
Neitz
Shkia?
Neitz to Shkia.
From Neitz to Shkia.
Not from Alot HaShachar to Seta Kochavim.
Some will want to do it from Alot HaShachar to Seta Kochavim.
Whichever way you pick.
Right.
Let's take the Morgan Abraham first.
Good.
So you're taking the outer extremes.
Correct.
You divide it up into 12 units.
That's correct.
So that's it. Now, so you have the day even.
Correct. You can calculate the whole thing.
Right. On that shita, mm-hmm. and maybe I'm mixed up somewhere, what is this 5, 15, 15, and 5 or something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm mixed
5, 15, 15, 5.
Yeah,
right.
What was that?
You break the day into... You arbitrarily set divisions in the day. Also, Alot HaShachar to Nates to noon to Shia.
Yeah, but
Shia.
I thought...
No! It's irrelevant. Okay, you say, here's one endpoint, I'm going to call it Alot HaShachar. Here's another endpoint, I'm going to call it Shia Kohavim. I'm going to pick three other points in the middle. I'm going to call one of them Nates HaChama, I'm going to call one of them noon, I'm going to call one of them Shia.
Right, so it's five what?
Okay, five mil, I'm going to say, from Alot HaShachar to Nates.
It's the time it takes to walk 5 mil?
The average man walks 5 mil in that period. Whether day starts at Nates or day starts at Alot HaShachar is irrelevant. The man can walk 5 mil.
At this point, is irrelevant.
The man can walk 5 mil in that, between those two points. Those two points of the sun.
Right. And so, and then we're saying that from
Nates to noon, he'll walk 15 mil. Okay. Now, whether Nate's at the beginning of day or Nate's already into day is doesn't matter. Just from the point of Nate's till the point of noon, a man will walk 15 mil. Okay. That saying that he'll walk 15 mil in that time period has nothing to do with what that time period. That time period is an absolute, not related to the length of the day.
Not related to the length.
No, you can say that time period is an absolute. You know when Nates HaChama is.
Yeah.
You know when noon is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
it doesn't matter if Nates HaChama is.
You mean if the day is longer, it won't be any longer?
It doesn't matter. No, Nates HaChama is a specific time. On the day, you know when Nates is. You look up, you see the sun, that's Nates.
Wait, is it summer or winter? It'll be the same amount of time?
No. Okay, we're assuming, I think we're assuming that we're in Eretz Yisrael where days don't vary all that much.
Yeah.
Okay, they don't. The halakha hours don't vary all that much. Okay, you look up in the sun, you see Nates. You see the sun, you have Nates. Okay, so you know when Nates is, you start walking. By the time you covered 15 mil, the sun will be directly overhead. It's noon.
Summer or winter? In Israel, you're still not. How about
Israel,
in New York?
We're not talking New York. Because these measurements aren't relevant to New York. These measurements can't be relevant around the world.
Oh.
They can't be. You have to assume they can't be relevant around the world because in Vilna, like we just saw, the difference in a halakhic hour from December to June is an hour and a half.
So they're only talking about Eretz Yisrael.
That's it.
They've got
to
be.
Have to assume Eretz Yisrael.
Have to assume that because
it
doesn't make sense otherwise.
And what's more, you'll soon see. You'll soon see it. Okay. All right. There is basically a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam here on how to understand it. But let's see. Let's look at the Rambam. Perek Hey, Halacha Tes. Perek Hey, Korban Pesach, Perek Hey, Halacha Tes. Alright? Mi Shehaya Beino Uvein Yerushalayim. Someone? Got it? Halacha test. Okay. Mi shehaya beino Yerushalayim. If someone was removed from Yerushalayim, Yom Arba'as, on the 14th of Nisan, im aliyat hashemesh, at sunrise, a distance of chamisha asar mil o yeser, 15 or more mil from Yerushalayim, hareiz ederech v'chalka. Yeah, which Gemara? Ula or Rabbi Yehuda?
Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say anything about what Rechok is.
Yeah? Kamu Mahalei Chodom. how much does a person walk a day? Okay? How much is he? Okay, he walks a half a day according to Ula, 15 mil. Yeah. And that half a day is from the time of Shechita of Karban Pesach, from 12 to 6, right? And what is the Rambam Paschal like? Like Ula, like Rabbi Yehuda? Alright, so you say it is, maybe we don't know exactly, maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Ula that it's got to be 15 mil. If that's the case, on what basis does he, what yardstick does he use? The Rambam uses Ulam, Paskin seemingly like Ula, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, whom the Gemara goes ahead and knocks off.
But Ula has to have a Tana that he can base his sheet on also.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is obvious.
Which is probably the only answer for the Gemara, that the Rambam had an entirely different girsa of the Gemara, an entirely different text of the Gemara, and ultimately he went there and he passed it like Ula. Okay? Simple as that. Now, before we go further, let's quickly come back to the Gemara and take a look, for the sake of the text, at Rashi. This 15 mil. It's Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, the first Rashi of the Gemara. Okay, where Ula said 15 mil. From Modi'im to Yerushalayim. Midekori le tano didon derech rekoka legabi Pesach. We are worried about the Mishnah, where the Tana calls the Mishnah from Modi'im to Yerushalayim derech rekoka concerning Pesach. Usvira le Ula, and Ula explains what derech rechoka means. Why these arbitrary, seemingly arbitrary distances? Because it's not so arbitrary. It's kol she'eino yachol likanes bish'as shechita. Anyone who cannot reach the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim during the entire time that shechita sapesach is mutar. Kol she'as shechita sapesach mehalech, he walks, ve'eino magia, and he still can't reach. Ushaash shechita, the time of shechita of Korban Pesach is mechatzos hayom v'elech. The beino arba'im ksiv beikit tomid. All right, because beino arba'im is the din of tomid, and v'tomid af al pi shenishchat b'sheishu mechatzos mano min haTorah me'aschol sheva v'elech, and continue. Shemitchilat hachama leitakeim. At the point where the sun starts to bend over, klapei ma'arov, towards west, kitzad, umeshachrei kosle, and the shadow on the walls start to appear. Dehochi amrinum biyoma, this is what we say in Gemara Yoma, Perek Shlishi, Seluse da Avrom, mechi meshachrei kosle, we're talking about the times of shacharis and the times of mincha and so on and so forth, hainu mechatzos hayom. The end of Shachris is Chatzos, Ulahalon, and further, and so on down the line. Upachinalala, we ask, Mihodit Nan Tomid Nishchat Besheshu Mechza. Wait a minute. We learned that Tomid Shel Beino Abayim, in other words, Mincha starts at 6.5 hours. Umeshane, that answer is Shane Kosle Beis HaMikdosh, Delo Mechavne Rochvon Mitachtehem, Velo Meshachre Beikum, Pulso Ad Chatzis Sheva. The walls of the Beis HaMikdash, the shadows were a little different because of the way it was opened and the way they were pitched. And so therefore, it starts at 12 o'clock, a little earlier than usual. And Rashi is trying to indicate here that this is Ula's, the distance of Modim and the 15 mil is nothing more than the establishment of a time limit, a time frame, of when Korban Pesach can be slaughtered, when Shechita starts and when Shechita ends.
Just another branch just occurred to me. All this time, at least in the Gemara here, is relevant to Korban Pesach. How far away you are in halakhic hours to bring or not bring Korban Pesach. Pesach always falls right around equinox, which means the halakhic hour, the halachic day, is almost exactly 12 o'clock hours. Okay, Mm-hmm. So they can sit, you know, so they're doing the time. Could it be that the time they're talking about is not a year-round time, just it happens to be the time that's going on right at Pesach?
It's a possibility. Except for one thing, Rashi lets you know clearly a couple of lines later. Sovar lo ulo, kama mahalech adam beinoni, ubiyom beinoni, on an average day. Average day means what? Where you can split. It's not average. It's the exceptional day. We have to start with an easy formula. And the easiest formula is when the day splits at the equinox equally,
right.
6 hours.
It
that's
has
it.
To be right around Finish. Pesach time.
All right, good. And also Tkufas Tishrei.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Halacha has to give you workable formula. And if you're going to start these formula with all the digressions that you have of longitude and latitude,
no,
was,
no, what I'm saying,
you'll never come out
no,
with the halacha.
No, but it does work out easier this way. On equinox, mm-hmm. around the world, the day, everywhere in the world, the day is 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And say the equinox is the 15th of Nisan, 14th of Nisan. Okay? Then you can establish a time. How far you can walk on the 14th of Nisan is your day. Or your hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's your hours.
Yeah, but when we link it to Karban Pesach, then we must have it in Eretz Yisrael.
But it doesn't matter. Because everywhere in the world it's 12 o'clock hours.
Yeah, what about the topography?
It doesn't matter.
What about the topography?
If you look here,
yeah.
Look in this thing, I'll bet that anywhere in the world you pick on March 15th,
yeah.
March 20th, it's going to be between 57 and 62 minutes, the whole
yeah.
hour.
All right. 24 minutes. 24 minutes, one meal. This is based on Ula, okay? This is based on Ula. That a meal is 24 minutes. If we go Rav Yehuda, okay, four meal, is what? 72 minutes.
18 minutes.
All right. Two meal.
Four, one meal is 18.
All right. So one equals 18. 18 minutes is one meal. When you get down to it. And this is Rav Yehuda. So we're at 18 and 24. All right. Sight unseen. If you have an Amora and if you have a Tana, and based on the Tana you have 18, and based on the Amora you have 24, how would you pass them? Where do you have more weighty authority?
18.
Okay. There's no reason in the world that you can't argue it both ways. Number one, you argue surely the Tana. You have a Tana as opposed to Amora. But there's another way of arguing also. There's a din called halacha kibasra'a. If you have a machlokas between earlier generations and later generations, would you believe that the halacha is like the later generation?
Oh,
because the reality is closer to the later generation. All right? Simple as that. Chof Chaim paskins one way, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Yibodo L'chaim paskins another way. You follow Rav Moshe Feinstein because his reality, his grasp of reality when he paskins that way, is obviously more authentic as it applies to the conditions which he is addressing. So we can argue it both ways. And therefore...
It seems like we're coming again with the conclusion of which way you go with the suffix, whether it's the arise or the rabbi.
Okay, so there you are. Now you have totally different things here. As far as whether you're dealing here with Chumras and Kulas, or you're dealing here with whom you take your leave from, Mina mm-hmm. Mishnah Berurah. All right, let's start with Chelek. Gimel. No, the Chelek Hay, a din in Pesach, how to bake matzahs, and it is Siman. Thank you. Tof Samach Aleph. Dinei Afias Hamatzah. Tof Samach Aleph.